You are listening to KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. This is Women's Magazine, and I'm Kate Raphael. Golden Thread Productions, the Bay Area's own nationally acclaimed Middle Eastern theater company, has launched its 2013 season with 444 Days, a play by its founder and artistic director, Taranj Yekhazarian. Taranj founded Golden Thread in 1996 to give voice to Middle Eastern writers and to redefine the Middle East as the shared experience of the people who throughout history have been touched by its tales, melodies, and aromas. The company has presented work in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, and Cairo, and is an active contributor to Theater Without Borders. The premiere run of 444 Days, underway at Z Space in San Francisco, is the first production of a full-length play by Taranj Yekhazarian since 1998. A four-star review in the San Francisco Examiner says, "Harkening back to the golden era of small theater in San Francisco, when talented people with minimal resource and in tiny venues produced fascinating and potent world premieres, we now have 444 days. In addition to being the founder of Golden Thread, Taranj is well known as a director and writer. Her short play, Call Me Mehdi, is included in the anthology Salam Peace, an anthology of Middle Eastern American drama, and her articles on contemporary theater in Iran have been published in the Drama Review, American Theater Magazine, and Theater Bay Area Magazine. Born in Iran of Armenian heritage, Taranj holds a master's degree in theater arts from San Francisco State. Taranj Yekhazarian, welcome to Women's Magazine.
Thank you so much, Kate, for inviting me.
So 444 Days is your first full-length play in a long time to come to the stage. You call it a tangled web of love, betrayal, and espionage. It explores the taking of U.S. hostages in 1979 from the perspective of two people, one a former hostage and the other one of his captors. Tell us about the story and why you chose to write a play about this subject at this time.
Well, I was really interested to explore the idea of two opposites coming together and what would happen. As an immigrant, you know, an Iranian who lives in the U.S., I'm very interested in exploring Iran-U.S. relations. And to me, countries like people have personalities, and our history as a nation affects how we behave as a nation. And so I've taken two individuals, a woman who was an ex-hostage taker and a man who was an ex-hostage, and now 25 years later, they meet again in the U.S. under very dire circumstances. And I put that kind of pressure on them to see how they would behave and how they would take the opportunity to either, you know, reconcile or to, you know, further the gap.
So how did the story take shape in your mind, and how did you work on it? Do you work alone until a play is done, or do you workshop bits of it with others?
The initial idea of the play emerged at a playwriting workshop in 2006. Moti Lerner, who's a well-known Israeli playwright, we had invited him to conduct the playwriting workshop here in San Francisco. He's a good friend, and he's a fantastic playwright, and his methodology is to create these characters that, as he describes them, are sort of twisted by their past. And so each additional conflict twists the character further and further until they're so wound up that they're just ready to explode. And so for me, I was interested in U.S.-Iran relations, and I was interested in the hostage taking because I think it's sort of a historical wound that hasn't been addressed. And I knew that there was a hostage taker who was a woman, you know, one of the university students. There were a number of women, but one of them in particular was very public because she was the formal translator in American media. So she was very present in my mind, and then I just sort of imagined a sort of a generic embassy worker as the hostage, and then imagined a friendship and a relationship that develops between them and, you know, what might happen when they meet again in 25 years. I have three plays that deal with the revolution and the aftermath of the revolution on Iranians. And the first one, Waves, is the story of two leftist activists that meet again after many years. And I remember in working on that play, one of the feedbacks that I got was that we need a third person to sort of facilitate a conversation between them, because two people who are reluctant to divulge information, it's very difficult to sort of force them to engage if they're really reluctant to do that. So in this play, I wanted to have a third character. And so the setup is that the woman's daughter is in a coma and she's in a hospital in the U.S. And there's an American nurse at the hospital who is sort of that third person that in a way is a foil for the other two characters. And then there's the daughter who's in a coma, but we somehow enter her mindset as well.
It's interesting hearing you talk about it. It reminds me a little of Angels in America and the role that the nurse, Belize, plays. Mm-hmm. I wonder, who are some of the playwrights who have inspired you?
I mean, you know, really sort of the American classics like Eugene O'Neill and Tennessee Williams, Chekhov, Russian classic. In terms of story and narrative and character development, I would say that those are the playwrights that I use as role models. I'm also very much drawn to plays that are storytelling and physical. So then in that sense, I'm drawn to, I don't know, the Lecoq tradition and the sort of this transformation of poetic language into movement on stage. But that's very different from 444 Days. It's like two completely different styles.
So you also direct, but you chose not to direct your own play. It's being directed by Bella Warda, mm-hmm. an Iranian-born Berkeley artist who's collaborated with Golden Thread on a number of occasions. Why did you decide not to direct 444 Days yourself?
It's a world premiere, and I wanted to focus on the writing. As a playwright, it's really such a privilege to be able to attend rehearsals and to hear actors take on these roles through their questions and through their response to the dialogue. I was able to refine specific moments. Certain monologues were completely rewritten. The play had a stage reading in 2011, and then in this summer, it had a workshop, and then again, you know, through rehearsals for the production. So over that period, I've rewritten significant sections of the play. And I wanted to be able to do that. I didn't want to have to worry about directing it.
So Jerry Lynn Cohen, who plays Lale, mm-hmm. is a wonderful artist. I saw in a piece with Charlie Varon mm-hmm. last year, I think. And she's an amazing actress. As far as I can tell, however, not Iranian.
Yes.
So, you know, what about that casting and what made you decide to go in that direction, or were you involved in the casting?
I was very much involved in the casting, both as a playwright and as a producer, you know, as the artistic director of the company. So casting is always a difficult process and a difficult decision for us, mainly because representation is a big part of what we're trying to do on American stage. We're trying to create opportunities for Middle Eastern artists, and we're trying to present the Middle Eastern perspective as authentically and genuinely as we possibly can. Having said that, I talked about Chekhov earlier. If only Russian actors get to perform Chekhov, I mean, that's pretty limiting, right? So in a way, as an actor, we want to believe that we are able to access many different experiences and ethnicities and cultural behaviors within our sort of array of acting, toolbox in a way. So someone like Jerry Lynn has, I think, done an incredible job of really sort of channeling this Iranian woman who's very complicated, you know, a very complicated character. And because she's a skilled actor, she's been able to really dive into the various layers of her emotions and thinking. We always have to balance creating opportunities for Middle Eastern artists with finding the right fit for a particular character. And in this case, I think Geraldine has really been the best option for Lale, and she's done a great job.
444 Days runs through November 3rd at Z Below, 470 Florida Street in San Francisco. We have a couple pairs of tickets to give away at the end of this segment coming up in just a minute. Taransh, what's coming up next from Golden Thread?
After 444 days, we stage Urge for Going by Mona Mansour. Urge for Going is a West Coast premiere, and it's the story of a 17-year-old Palestinian girl who is preparing for her university exams, which is her ticket out of the refugee camp in Lebanon. And it's a very heartwarming family story with a wonderful cast and great direction by Evan Ochkin.
And that opens when?
Urge for Going runs from November 14th through December 8th at Zibulo, same venue.
Taransh Yekhazarian is the founder and artistic director of Golden Thread Productions, the nationally acclaimed Middle Eastern theater company, and she is the author of 444 Days, playing now at Zibulo.